Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Yep. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Go ahead, smile. It's Friday afternoon.
Oh, I'm smiling, bud.
Yeah. We've worked hard for this day, let me tell you. If you're just a quick reminder, Austin's going to be in a second. He's all over the weather. So what I just want to let you know, if you're heading over to the beach, double red flags are flying on the island. The Gulf is closed to swimming. So might want to take that with you over there. Austin, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
All righty.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the new retro Pensacola welcome sign finding its perch at the landing of the 3 Mile Bridge, where this is right where Gregory Street and Bayfront Parkway split. You know where I'm talking about. The new sign will greet the 100,000 drivers a day who enter the city of Pensacola via the bridge. City of Pensacola also has selected a demolition company to remove the old Baptist Hospital. Now we wait for the price tag, and that's going to come on Tuesday. A selection committee tapped L.M. Sessler Wrecking and Excavating as the top-rated firm. They did that on Thursday. And Escambia County might be in the market to team up with the City of Pensacola and other organizations to renovate and possibly expand the Bay Center. Mayor Reeves confirms the need for a master plan targeting the center and nearby properties. We're talking about the Grand Hotel Tech Park before engaging on a multi-million dollar project that will be a long-term investment.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident reported on Woodbine Road. This is as you are coming off of Highway 90, so be on the lookout for that, causing some congestion in that area there. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 77 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 79. Sunday's going to be the same temperature-wise, but there are going to be some rain chances.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a park near Cape Canaveral, Florida is getting some funds from the federal government to help with restoration efforts. Fox 35, our good friends down in Orlando, Esther Bauer is giving us a report this afternoon from Titusville, Florida.
Scobie Park made the cut in a $10 million Indian River Lagoon restoration project from NOAA. Mayor of Titusville says work in Scobie will stabilize the shoreline and stop erosion by breaking waves up with rocks. They're also working to keep toxins from ever reaching the water. The Brevard Zoo will work with citizen volunteers to plant mangroves, sand cord grass, and other native greenery to create a living shoreline. The money from NOAA is also being used to restore seagrass and help oyster and clam reefs grow to keep cleaning up the Indian River Lagoon.
And U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi warning gang members to self-deport following the arrests of 3 alleged members of the MS-13 gang in the Sunshine State. Federal prosecutors announced they've arrested what they say are 3 violent gang members who are connected to 4 murder cases in Florida. Bondi says the suspects were in the country illegally and more arrests are coming. The Attorney General told gang members to, quote, self-deport because we're coming after you.
4:17 News Radio 92.3. Austin, we don't have to make ourselves really too concerned over what they're going to do with Tropicana Park. Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa, where's it going? I know now. We know now.
Really?
Yeah, St. Pete is going to fix the roof at Tropicana. City Council voted yesterday to spend $22 million to repair the damage caused by last year's Hurricane Milton. There was some opposition to committing that money, but council members say the city's contract with the team leaves them no choice. Prep work starts in a couple of months.
Wow, all right. And this just might be the most Floridian story you're ever going to hear. A Tampa woman fought off a gator to save the life of her dog. Kimberly Spencer says her 9-year-old lab mix, Kona, found herself in the jaws of the gator as they went for a walk in the Westwood Lakes neighborhood earlier this week. Spencer was able to save Kona, but both were hurt and hurt enough to require stitches. A trapper later removed the 6-foot gator.
Yeah, quite a story here.
I guess it turned its body like right away with her. Her whole front portion, including under her arm, because her right arm was in its mouth. So I jumped on its back and was trying to pry its jaws open.
Yeah, you don't want to get in between a gator and a mad mom. Let me tell you, she jumped in. And the gator probably said, "What's this all
about?"
Those
dog moms don't mess around, dude.
But it's always scary.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. When you talk about dogs, things like that by the waterfront, hey, listen, alligators are fast.
Yeah, they really are. They can be, especially if they think they got a meal nearby.
So I'm glad the lady from Tampa, the mom from Tampa, won that race.
Yeah. Doing the Sunshine State proud.
Good for her.
And Florida is a step closer to overhauling the citizen-led ballot initiative process. The House on Thursday passed House Bill 1205. It would impose new requirements on groups sponsoring proposed constitutional amendments, including a $1 million bond for petitioners and background checks for those collecting signatures, a similar bill being considered in the Senate.
Okay, both federal and local law enforcement in South Florida announcing arrest of alleged gang members in a series of cold case murders more than a decade ago. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
The cold case homicide unit at the Broward County, Florida Sheriff's Office, working with the FBI and the U.S. Border Patrol, now have 9 suspects in custody accused of 4 murders near Fort Lauderdale going back to 2014. And those 9 people are also alleged to be connected to the Salvadorian gang known as MS-13, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
We don't care how long ago you committed the crime. We don't care where you go. We will find you. We will arrest you.
One identified victim, Joel Canizales Lara, went missing in 2014. His body was located in 2021. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a deep dive into some national headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Fort Cancer Event, benefiting the American Cancer Society at Suppose the Event Center, is Friday evening. Enjoy the food, cocktails, live entertainment, and exciting auctions. See ForkCancerPensacola.org for event details. The 15th annual Navy Federal 5K is Saturday, benefiting the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation in downtown Pensacola. Please see visitpensacola.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks. Big news! The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 424 News Radio 92.3. The market fallout from President Trump's tariffs continues. Here's Jerry Willis.
It was those Trump tariffs sparking a strong response from China this morning. They announced a 34% retaliatory tariff that originally today sent stocks lower for a second trading day. The Dow Industrials entered correction territory, falling 10% below its high. The Nasdaq entered a bear market. That's a retrenchment of 20%. The tech-heavy index suffering its worst week since 2020. Among today's losers, Apple, Tesla, Boeing. But interestingly here, Nike, which was a big loser yesterday, turning around after Donald Trump announced that Vietnam, a key supplier to the footwear maker, could negotiate an end to the 46% tariffs he had announced Wednesday for the Southeast Asian nation.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your national headlines in just a moment, but first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. We did have an accident on Woodbine Road right as you're getting off of Highway 90 in the Pace area, still causing congestion over there. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Mobile Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 77 degrees. Going to be a low of 71 tonight. Saturday and Sunday going to be the same temperature-wise, highs of 79, but on Sunday we're going to have those rain chances coming in.
Yeah, and those strong southeast winds is going to cause a high risk of rip currents, double red flags, and right now flying on Pensacola Beach, the Gulf is close to swimming this afternoon. He wasn't your typical Thursday for President Trump. He was forced to abandon his helicopter. They call it Marine One at Miami International. White House officials are confirming it was a wheel issue. And what that means is the darn helicopter had a flat tire. So the president changed helicopters and continued his short hop over to the Doral Golf Club.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And this is something that is becoming a trend, it seems like. Harvard University in danger of losing federal funding after the Trump administration presented a list of demands to the Ivy League school. Demands include closing DEI programs as well as setting forth rules on student protests and reforming hiring practices. The White House recently issued similar demands on fellow Ivy League school Columbia University.
There is a mixed report on the job market for last month. Jenny Casella is all over this story.
Job creation was stronger than expected in March. There were 228,000 new jobs created. Economists were predicting 135,000. It's a sign that job growth was strong heading into April's tariffs and uncertainty. The increase in hiring was concentrated in companies that tend to see business pick up in warmer weather. The significant federal DOGE cuts have still not been showing up in reports, though federal employment did decline in March. The unemployment rate rose to 4.2%. From 4.1 in February, and previous job growth was revised lower. January and February jobs created were decreased by a total of 48,000. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
And since just a moment ago I mentioned schools and funding and the potential lack thereof, the Department of Education warning that public K-12 schools could lose federal funds unless they comply with orders to eliminate DEI programs, basically a similar boat that Harvard's in. The department has sent letters to state education commissioners warning that DEI programs are discriminatory and a violation of federal statutes. The letters singled out funding given to local school districts under Title I of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. Public schools, on average, get about 14% of funding from the federal government. Stephen.
427 News Radio 92.3. I watched this earlier today. A private space flight returned safely to Earth after nearly 4 days in orbit. Evan Brown has the report.
Bitcoin investor Chun Wang took himself and three others to space for 3.5 days, chartering a SpaceX Dragon capsule. The mission, called From 2, safely splashed down into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Southern California.
Welcome home, From 2.
As heard on SpaceX's live stream.
Copy, Stable 1. We see main chutes cut on behalf of SpaceX. Welcome home.
The flight originated from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida and was the first human space flight to circle the Earth pole to pole. The crew published pictures and video on social media of the polar ice caps. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Okay, move over. Starlink, Jeff Bezos, wants to share the internet in orbit. Eben has more on that story.
Elon Musk's SpaceX has been delighting many across the planet with its Starlink, a constellation of mini satellites it's been launching into low Earth orbit, capable of providing high-speed internet to people on the ground. He's about to get competition, though, from Amazon. The Jeff Bezos company will be launching the first round of their own internet satellites called Kuiper from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. That first launch on April 9th will aim to set 27 of the orbiting devices into the sky. Eventually, they'll place more than 3,200. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And President Trump will not attend the dignified transfer of four American soldiers who died in a training exercise in Lithuania last week. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will attend instead at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Trump will remain at his Mar-a-Lago property in Florida this weekend. And when asked about it, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt pointed to Hegseth attending instead. Vice President Vance will also not be in attendance.
News Radio 92.3. A father is suing a school district after claiming his son was harassed by school employees for wearing a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
The suit claims a teacher and the principal at Madison Middle School in Mansfield, Ohio, violated the boy's First Amendment rights, repeatedly warning him to cover up or not wear the shirt, and then sending him to detention when he didn't comply. Let's Go Brandon is a catchphrase many conservatives use to criticize former President Biden. The school district telling Fox News Digital it can't comment on pending legislation. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Okay, mortgage rates lower and remain below that 7% mark today. Mortgage News Daily reporting, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.63%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is around 6.05%. Coming up in 7 minutes. Sports on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. A sell-off for a second day on Wall Street as stocks suffer their worst losses since the COVID crash. The Dow fell 2,231 points. The NASDAQ entering bear market territory, dropping 963. S&P giving up 322 points. The drop comes after President Trump announced a tariff plan. There are also concerns higher prices could follow.
Well, tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. It's also possible that the effects could be more persistent.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, the Trump administration not backing down from the sweeping tariffs, insisting their focus is on a long-term strategy.
The president rightly has concluded that the current status of global trade is bad for America and good for a bunch of other people, and he's going to reset it.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio at NATO headquarters in Brussels. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Wall Street with a big losing session to close out the week over fears President Donald Trump has started a global trade war. The Dow fell more than 2,200 points, losing 5.5%, while the S&P 500 was off the pace by more than 320, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled 962 points. President Donald Trump today extending a deadline requiring China-based ByteDance to sell the U.S. operations of TikTok or face an effective ban. Trump said in a post on Truth Social that because the TikTok deal requires more work to ensure all necessary approvals are signed, he's signing an executive order to keep TikTok up and running for an additional 75 days. Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects the president's tariffs to raise inflation and lower growth. Powell went on to say the central bank will not be moving on interest rates until a clear picture on tariffs impacts are revealed. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. I'm in San Antonio for the Final Four, and for the first game, watch the defensive play of Denver Jones of Auburn. And if the Tigers are going to win, I think Tahad Pettiford will at least need to score 20 points. I'm rolling with Walter Clayton Jr. of Florida, though, to defeat the Tigers. And in game number two, I have so much respect for what Kelvin Sampson continues to do at Houston, but I can't pick against Duke right now. So give me Duke and Florida, playing for it all, on Monday night. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's March matchups at BetMGM. Lock in your picks for this year's tournament with the sportsbook born in Vegas. Get into the game with exciting state-of-the-art live tracking technology, exclusive sportsbook selections, and so much more. Check out BetMGM Originals for dozens of markets you won't find anywhere else. Take a shot at our exciting free-to-play games for your chance at scoring odds boost tokens, bonus bets, and many other prizes. Experience college hoops like never before with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Some U.S. promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements and rewards may vary. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now.
News Radio 92.3. A little Chicago this afternoon puts a smile on anybody's face. Thanks a lot for having us on. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you. Interesting thing happening tonight. And doggone it, I don't think I can get over there in time, but I sure would like to go. Bands on the Blackwater returning to Milton this evening with the Bay Bridge Band. They're doing this over Jernigan's Landing. Curtain rises at 7 o'clock. This is one of the top three trending stories I wanted to pass on to you. Also, Tate Aggies Softball's annual strikeout cancer game tonight. See, there's things happening all over the place. The team has raised over $200,000 for the fight against cancer. The Lady Aggies will host the West Florida Jaguars. Junior varsity at 5, getting ready to get underway here. Then varsity happens at 7. There's no advance ticket sales. Admission, by the way, donations only at the gate. And Pensacola Children's Chorus needs voices for the Pensacola Sing spring season. The free program is looking for 1st through 12th graders. The rehearsals are held at 3 resource centers. That's Fricker, Woodland Heights, Gull Point, No singing experience is necessary. And if you'd like some more information, give them a call, 850-434-7760.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty, some Florida news here in the sports realm. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are restructuring the contract of another star player. The team has tweaked quarterback Baker Mayfield's deal. They did so yesterday. Tampa had already restructured Antoine Winfield and Tristan Wirfs this offseason.
Yeah, more bucks coming for Baker, I hope, because I think he initially, when he went to the Bucs, he initially went for the lowest level, the entry level of a quarterback.
Wouldn't surprise me. He bounced around a bit.
Yeah. So he made the – he said, okay, I'll prove it to you. And he did.
Yeah, he's a darn good QB.
He's playing out to be very, very efficient for the Buccaneers. Hey, New York Yankees lead baseball with 22 home runs. Frank Lanza has more in this Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
The Bronx Bombers are living up to their nickname.
Driven out to right center field and deep. There it goes. See ya. His 500th extra base hit. His fifth home run of the year. And a 3-0 Yankee lead.
Aaron Judge launching another home run on the YES Network. The Yankees hit three more bombs in the game as they avoided being swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks with a 9-7 victory. Alex Bregman led his new team to a sweep of the Baltimore Orioles, the Red Sox winning 8-4. Bregman going 3-for-5 with three RBIs and his first home run with the Sox. The Astros beat the Twins 5-2. The Phillies over the Rockies 3-1. The Brewers shut out the Reds 1-0. Get this, the Reds have lost three straight games by that identical score, something that hasn't happened since the 1960 Phillies suffered such futility. In the NBA, it was a good night for the road teams. All six of them were winners. Giannis Antetokounmpo became the first player with 35 points, 17 rebounds, and 20 assists. With that historic triple-double, the Bucks beat the Sixers 126-113. Ja Morant's buzzer-beater lifted the Grizzlies over the Heat 110-108. Steph Curry poured in 37 points as the Warriors beat LeBron, Luka, and the Lakers 123-116. Other winners, the Magic, the Trailblazers, and the Timberwolves. On the ice in the NHL, the Blues are on fire.
And then Kyra to the middle. Quick pass to Thomas. Shoots, and he scores! Thomas wins it! 11 straight ties a club record.
Robert Thomas with a game winner in overtime on the FanDuel Sports Network. The Blues beat the Penguins 5-4. Other winners include the Canadian Senators, Avalanche, Stars, Kings, Flames, Jets, and Oilers. And you can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And, of course, one of the things that he mentioned there was hockey, talking about how the Blues are on fire. Of course, someone else that's been on fire on the ice is Alex Ovechkin. He's trying to make NHL history tonight. We've been touching on his career goal chase with Wayne Gretzky. He has 892 career goals. That is just three from breaking Gretzky's all-time NHL record. Ovechkin and the Capitals are hosting the Chicago Blackhawks at Capital One Arena.
So he's looking for a hat trick tonight.
That would be ideal, yes.
That would be the ultimate. There you go. Just finalize it and get it over with. San Antonio is the center of the college basketball universe this weekend. Men's Final Four gets underway tomorrow. Here's Joe Morgan.
Cinderella didn't receive an invite to the dance this year. For just the second time in the history of the NCAA tournament, the Final Four consists of all four number one seeds. Since seeding began in 1979, only the 2008 Final Four had strictly one seeds. That championship was determined in San Antonio, as will the 2025 title. In Saturday's first matchup, Florida takes on top overall seed Auburn at 6:09 Eastern after the Gators staged a furious comeback against Texas Tech in the Elite Eight. To end the evening, Duke and Houston tip off at 8:49 as freshman sensation Cooper Flagg looks to lead his Blue Devils to within one win of a championship. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And since we're talking about men's college basketball, I want to let you know that Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA men's tournament is on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and you can get the ESPN Pensacola mobile app. That's your home for March Madness this college basketball season.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Well, that was a familiar name in Victory Lane at Martinsville. Joe Morgan comes back to us, puts on his racing cap with Fox in the fast lane.
Fox Sox in the fast lane.
On lap 126 of 400, Denny Hamlin grabbed the lead in the Cookout 400 at Martinsville Speedway. He never looked back.
The short track specialist from Chesterfield, Virginia, Denny Hamlin delivers. He comes off turn four and wins the Cookout 400 for his 55th career victory.
That was courtesy of FS1. Hamlin led 274 of the last 275 laps for his first win of the season and his first victory at Martinsville since 2015. It was Hamlin's 55th career NASCAR Cup Series win, tying him with Rusty Wallace for 11th most all-time. Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson rounded out the top five. For Wallace, he has placed third for the second race in a row and sits in eighth place in the Cup Series standings. NASCAR now heads to South Carolina for the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway. Brad Keselowski is the defending winner at the track, and race time is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the Trump administration says it's looking to streamline Title IX investigations as more cases come in. A Title IX investigations team is being formed through the Education Department and Department of Justice. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the government wants to protect women and women's sports.
Okay, starting on Monday, the FWC is offering free hunter safety internet completion courses in Molino, Cantonment, Jay, and Milton. The two-day events are designed to help students become safe, responsible, and knowledgeable hunters and learn about conservation. My son, Tyler, went through those courses, and they are good.
I was about to say, are they as helpful as they sound?
Yes, they are very. And listen, they have to go and do one on an internet course. Then they have to go in a classroom setting, and then they have to go out to the range. Mm. There's three different steps here. FWC is good stuff. They're smart guys.
And this is something that we've been hearing a lot about, unfortunately. Police investigating a burglary at the Seattle area home of Dodgers pitcher Blake Snell. His home was broken into on March 26th. That was one day before opening day at Dodger Stadium. No one was home at the time, and it's unclear what, if anything, was stolen, but also no arrests have been made in connection with the break-in.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin kind of vowing to get to the bottom of Mexico's dumping of millions of gallons of sewage in the Tijuana River. Have you been keeping up with this one?
No.
This is strange. I mean, Mexico is just absolutely polluting this river. Sue Guzman is all over it.
Zeldin is planning to visit the southern border in San Diego to address the sewage problem, which has been going on for the past decade. Mexico is planning to dump another 400 million gallons of raw sewage into the Tijuana River, which is expected to flow into the U.S. and affect beaches near San Diego. San Diego Supervisor Jim Desmond telling Fox News Digital Mexican officials have not had an incentive to fix the problem because the government hasn't been held accountable. He says Navy SEALs train near the toxic runoff, and children and some elderly people have been sickened from the waste. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
That's why I say that, because when Tyler was doing this Navy thing with the SEALs, that's in the San Diego area.
Ugh.
Where they do it.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups developing if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be passing Dog Track Road, so be on the lookout for that. Also have our usual issues on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And the last notable spot is Woodbine Road. This is going to be, if you are just getting off of Highway 90, Woodbine had an accident there earlier this hour that is still causing congestion at this time. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, it's 77 degrees, low of 71 tonight. This weekend is going to have a high surf advisory still with highs at just about 79, and Sunday we've got those rainfalls coming in.
Okay, rip currents, major concern this weekend. As a matter of fact, starting right now, red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach. The Gulf is closed to swimming, so don't forget that. Okay, took us a snapshot locally. Let's take you up. Look down. Significant storm threats continue throughout parts of the U.S. as we enter the weekend, and you're probably scratching your head, why does this happen on the weekends?
Yeah.
Why can't this happen on the weekdays? Well, here's Janice Dean with an explanation.
Another day of dangerous and potentially life-threatening weather for folks that live across the central U.S., the Mid-South, Ohio, Mississippi, and Tennessee River valleys. With strong to severe storms containing large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes, while catastrophic flooding is also a concern over the same areas. Meanwhile, moderate to heavy snow is falling over the Rockies, spreading into the high plains, and above average temperatures will break more records over the southeast. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
and the U.S. government being ordered to return a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador last month. The Trump administration has said it was an error when Abrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador after being arrested earlier this month. The Salvadoran national was accused of being a member of the MS-13 gang. His attorneys denied that allegation, and in 2019, he was granted protected status. The judge ordered the government to return Garcia to the U.S. no later than 11:59 p.m. Monday night.
Okay, one of the Navy's own has been relieved of duty. Navy Commander Christopher Johnson was relieved on Thursday as commanding officer of Navy Information Operations Command. That's in Colorado. Officially, Johnson was fired due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. No specific information about why he was relieved has been publicly released as of right now.
Okay, well, great. Now you've piqued my interest. My goodness. Now I'm going to have to...
It's coming. I'm watching the
wires. ...glued to the headlines even more than usual. And a federal judge has ruled that FEMA withholding grants from Democratic-led states is in violation of a court order. U.S. District Judge John McConnell blocked the Trump administration from freezing federal grants as the state's lawsuit goes forward. He's now twice found the White House wasn't in compliance. The judge found the move is a covert attempt by the Trump administration to ensure that so-called sanctuary cities don't get federal funds.
Okay, I want to tell you something. They're kind of updating the weather forecast for the weekend as we speak here. And if I'm looking at this correctly, the percentage of rain has gone down to 20% for Sunday. Mm. That was the big day.
Yeah, that's the one.
So
lot was
it's going
to
be cloudy, and then blah. Now it's all moving to Monday. So 70% Monday, 20% Sunday.
What a start to the work week.
It's just a mess. Just an absolute mess. But I just thought I'd throw that in there. Hey, listen, U.S. major stock indexes not reacting well to the tariffs imposed on U.S. trading partners. Well, Howie Kurtz analyzes how the media reacted in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Well, you didn't need a crystal ball to figure out what was going to happen yesterday to the stock market a day after President Trump announced his sweeping and sky-high tariffs against countries around the world. The Dow futures were down 1,000 points. And when the market opened, it took about 30, 40 minutes for the market to go down more than 1,500 points, finishing the day at 1,400 points down. Now, almost all of the media coverage was negative. The Economist saying the most profound, harmful, and unnecessary economic error in the modern era, saying that almost everything Trump said this week on history, economics, and the technicalities of trade was utterly diluted. Now, some were supporting the president, saying we need to put up with this short-term pain in order to make longer gain, but this is hitting people, including journalists, in the pocketbook where it hurts. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business notes for you, and maybe if there's time, a couple of health notes as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Brock. And if you've been wondering why everybody online is talking about Brock, well, we explained. It's pretty wild, frankly. Is the legislature in Tallahassee trying to take away all funds from local government so they can't do their operations? We talked about that with State Representative Alex Andrade. And why would the term March Madness need to go away? Well, I explained when I played a woke pastor in the Transgressors Memorial Service. Listen to all of this content on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Today's business news.
Okay, new tariffs on nearly every import into the U.S. Risk inflation and slower growth. Listen, the Fed Chair Jerome Powell is going to get in the middle of all this. I want to tell you that right now. And it's not looking good for his side of the equation. Here's Jared Halpern from the White
House.
President
Trump's tariff increases on trading partners are significantly larger than expected, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says, and will mean larger than expected impacts on the economy.
While tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation, it's also possible that the effects could be more persistent.
Powell suggests the Fed is unlikely to change its benchmark interest rate. President Trump says that would be a mistake. In a social media post, the president says this would be a perfect time to cut interest rates and says the Fed chair should stop playing politics. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And an American steel manufacturer says President Trump's new tariffs on imports will benefit the industry. Stephen Capone, president of Capone Iron Corporation, told News Nation that it's a step in the right direction. Trump announced his sweeping reciprocal tariff plan during a White House ceremony this week, of course, and Capone said he thinks the move will help American companies deal with foreign competitors.
Well, let me tell you, some U.S. Shrimp producers are pretty optimistic about the Trump's tariffs plan. Lydia Hugh has more from Pascagoula.
American shrimpers are calling President Trump's tariffs a crucial lifeline for their industry. They'd like to be out year-round, but they can't. They say the numbers just don't add up. More than 90% of the shrimp that we eat in the United States is coming from overseas, and that means American shrimpers are forced to slash their prices, and they can't compete. Many are going out of business. The value of the shrimp caught by American shrimpers has fallen, in this case by more than 45% in just a recent two-year period. And as those prices are falling, our imports from foreign countries are growing up to 1.6 billion pounds.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see, at least not much that's unexpected this time every afternoon. We do still have some backups on Woodbine Road right as you're getting off of Highway 90 in the Pace area there because of an accident reported earlier this hour. Also have one being reported on Highway 90 itself if you are traveling westbound in front of Lowe's. However, that does not appear to be causing much, if any, congestion. Last major spot is going to be probably Blue Angel Parkway if you are traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 71. Saturday and Sunday are going to have highs of 79. With those rain chances starting to come in on Sunday, and then, of course, Monday is looking like your worst day.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, improving your dental hygiene and skipping those sugary drinks. I did. Could impact your chances of developing oral cancers. Yeah, I got off the sugary stuff a long time ago. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. Oral cancer is increasing at an alarming rate. Since the mid-2000s, rates for oral cavity and oropharyngeal cancer have been rising by 1% every year. And while tobacco, heavy alcohol use, and exposure to HPV typically increase the risk for mouth cancers, the growth in new cases doesn't seem to be linked to those factors. Experts speculate diet could play a role in the diagnoses. A recent study from the University of Washington reveals women who drank at least one sugary drink per day had a 5 times greater risk of developing oral cavity cancer than people who skipped those drinks. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Not much of a surprise, in my
opinion.
Not
at all. Not at all. I'm going to tell you, it's something that dentists love. Sugar. Oh, yeah. It's like kind of like the dentists love Halloween.
There's always an upside, and that's that dentists are laughing their way to the bank.
Go ahead and eat that candy. You can come see me in a few years.
Oh, yeah.
Your teeth aren't going to be here.
You're going to need me, yeah.
Absolutely.
And there is a confirmed measles case near Houston, but health officials say it's too soon to say if it could be linked to a record-setting West Texas outbreak. The only information released about the patient is that it's a child, and there is no history of travel. This is the first reported measles case in Harris County since 2019, when four people were sickened.
Okay. Here's something for you. What makes a berry? It's a very interesting question you have.
Oh, my goodness.
But you just put, Matt Murphy has the answer.
Facts. The next time you dig into a fruit salad, you might be surprised to learn that what you're eating might not be what its name implies. People have been calling certain fruits berries for thousands of years, long before scientists laid down the rules. To be a true berry, a fruit must meet three conditions. It has three fleshy layers, contains multiple seeds in the inner part, and develops from a single ovary. So while blueberries and cranberries are true berries, there are some surprising fruits that also fit the bill, like avocados, grapes, tomatoes, peppers, and even bananas. Yes, a banana is a berry. A banana has a peel as its outer layer and tiny seeds inside, making it a botanical berry. And not all fruits we call berries are true berries. Strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries aren't actually berries, botanically speaking. They're aggregate fruits forming from multiple ovaries in a single flower. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Yeah, that was a very, very good story.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says recent cuts at the Department of Health and Human Services could be reversed. On Thursday, Kennedy told reporters he expects about 20% of recently fired employees to be reinstated, as well as some programs, and the department made wide-scale cuts to its staff at the direction of DOGE.
Okay, behave, everybody. Go ahead. It's just a little bit of light Barry jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about those torpedo bats this afternoon.
Right.
The specialized bat. That the Yankees have used to lead baseball with 22 homers is getting pretty popular here. Max Gordon has that story from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
A normal bat is usually as thick at the end cap as it is in the sweet spot, the place in the middle of the bat's barrel where it's best to make contact. A torpedo bat moves some of the mass from the end of the bat over to the sweet spot, giving the bat a bowling pin shape and making for an easier swing and better contact when a player hits the ball on the sweet spot. Marucci says their phones have been ringing off the hook with requests for torpedo bats. Here's Marucci's CEO, Kurt Ainsworth.
I think you're going to see this not become a fad. I think you're going to see this stay for quite some time.
Marucci says their wooden bats aren't impacted by tariffs that have come down from the Trump administration because they source their lumber here in the U.S. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.